Oh, there's no need to look so nervous. It just occurred to me we never had a chance to talk with just the two of us, and, well, I wanted to get to know my daughter's flatmate and, friend a little better. It was so generous of you to agree to put me up for the weekend, especially since it meant you had to sleep in the lounge. And it's mainly been me and her catching up, but I thought I should have a good, proper conversation with you. I'm a bit curious about how my daughter and you became such good friends. Right? And you bonded over a love of country music, and she just happened to mention she had a spare room in her apartment? And ever since then, just the two of you? Just good friends. Nothing more? No, that's so sweet. So wholesome. So, what have you been getting up to together while you've been roomies? You know, to relax. Two healthy young people living together, you surely need to find ways to pass the time when it's just the two of you. Jogging together. Well, that's very important. Gotta keep fit. Board games. No, that's a great pastime. Oh, you're teaching her how to cook some family recipes? How considerate. And binge-watching series on TV? Goes without saying. Oh, that's so charming. You know, between all of that, I'm surprised you find time for all that fucking. Oh, there's no point in denying it. I had my suspicions for a while, and since coming to stay here, let's just say they've crystallized a bit. Well, there was that time yesterday when I went out for my morning jog. And when I came back a little early, I just happened to notice a few things. Oh, well, like a trace of lipstick on your ear, the cushions on the couch being in disarray, nor how she'd put her shorts on the wrong way around. Or there was that time last night. Well, I just couldn't get to sleep. There was this strange knocking sound coming from the wall. I thought it was a pipe at first. I got up to tell you, but you were nowhere to be found in the lounge or kitchen. When I was walking past back her bedroom door, that's when the penny dropped. Well, let's just say you might want to move her bed away from the wall when you get a chance. So, be honest with me now, young man. Are you her boyfriend? Friends with benefits? Yes, I know what that term means. I was born in the 1970s, but I haven't been living in a cave. Very modern of you. No, I do understand why you might want to keep it a secret from me. You were both worried that you might offend me, or that I'd ask awkward questions, or think ill of her, or something silly like that. But there's honestly no need to worry. The important thing about any relationship is that you're both being honest with each other, that nobody has any false expectations, and that there's mutual respect. And that you're both using birth control, of course. For the immediate future, at least. She's too young to be a mother, and I'm certainly too young to be a grandmother. Oh, good to hear it. Oh, there's no need to blush. We're both adults here, aren't we? So no, I really have no objections about your casual arrangement. Actually, it's more convenient, on a personal level. Why? Well, I may have been awake listening to you last night. At first, wishing you'd be quiet, and then wishing you'd be louder. And this morning when I bumped into you coming out of the shower, I know I said I didn't see anything, but the thing is, I was lying through my teeth. I saw it all. And the only reason I'd been outside the shower in the first place was because I was peeking through the door while you were in there. I guess you two are just so comfortable with each other that you've gotten used to leaving it unlocked. And both times, I was touching myself, squeezing my breasts, slipping a finger in my mouth and imagining it was something else. Touching myself through my bathrobe. I had to stop myself before I made too much noise. I mean, if I know your embarrassing secret, it's only fair I share mine. I wouldn't have told you this, except that if your relationship with my daughter really is casual and open, then she wouldn't have any objection to you also having a casual hookup with another woman, correct? What I mean is, even with this woman. Oh, for crying out loud, me! I mean, I'm asking you to fuck me. This isn't a joke or some test. There's no need to look so uncertain. There isn't enough time for this to be a big moral dilemma before she gets home. So you need to decide what you're doing. Right this minute. So, it wasn't one-sided. You wanted me to. You're just an opportunist. But I don't care. You're so strong. Just pushing me against the wall. You're such a good kisser. Need that so badly. You wouldn't believe since the divorce. Oh, how frustrated I get. I'm finding out my daughter's got a stud like you to herself. Doesn't help. And if she doesn't mind sharing you with other women, she wouldn't mind sharing you with me. Oh, wait. Is the door locked? Oh, who cares? Wait. Hey, I said wait. Down, boy. Let me get that shirt off. Yes. Let me just kiss my way along this fine young chest. You're so fit. But I already knew that from how hard the bed was hitting the wall. Get these pants down. Ooh. So that's what you were fucking my daughter silly with. And look how hard you've gotten for your flatmate's mother. Was this because I jumped on you or told you about me touching myself? Or were you already having naughty thoughts about me? Do you have a thing for older women? Let's find out what she saw in you. No, that feels so good in my mouth. Yes, I can't get enough of it. Hey, stud, don't think I'm doing all the work here. Oh, yes. On your knees. That's right. Get my jeans down. Yes, that's it. Get your face in there and... Yes. Oh, yes. grab my hips. You like sinking your fingers in my ass? Help yourself. Yes. Oh, eat me out. You really know what you're doing. Oh, I can't believe. Oh, my daughter didn't try to put a ring on this first chance she got. Oh, yes. Keep going. I can't stand it anymore. Get back up here. Screw the bed. Right here against the wall. Of course it's safe. I know I made a fuss about it being safe with my daughter. That's not the point. Just do it now. Wowie. Oh. Yes. Oh, yes. God, yes. Oh, just pin me there. Fuck. We didn't even have time to get all the clothes off. Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, fuck. Oh, just lifting me off the floor. God. Oh, I love it. Oh, fuck. You just can't get enough. Oh, yes. Push it in. Spread me wide open. Fuck for that lovely cock. Oh, sorry. Did I scratch your shoulders a little too deep? Oh, God. I got carried away. Oh, I wouldn't want to leave any marks for her to see. Or maybe I do. Oh, it's not like she was making any effort to be subtle. Oh, God. Oh, just go for it. Just fucking pound me. Oh. I want to be your cougar, your MILF, your... Well, you have no reason to have just one friend with benefits, right? No. Wait. That's my phone. It could be her. Just put me down. Let me check. Hey. Come on, put me down. It'll just be a moment. Okay. Hello? Hi, sweetie. What are you doing back there? Just because I'm leaning over the couch doesn't mean you can... Okay, maybe you can just take me from behind and... No, I'm fine. Me and your fuck, your flatmate, we're just having a chat. A nice, friendly chat. Just getting to know each other. Talking about what you get up to. I'm not snooping. I'm just... curious, but he seems like a lovely young man. Yes, really knows how to treat a woman properly. He's so good to me, so courteous. You're so lucky to have him. No, everything's fine, darling. Why wouldn't it be? Oh, really? The traffic was lighter than you expected. Back home really soon. That's great, darling. Really. No, we'll see you in a few minutes. No, really. I'm totally fine. Just exercising. That's why I sound a bit out of breath. Doing some stretching. Getting stretched. Gotta go. You're such a tease. How was I meant to sound natural when you were going so deep and rubbing me from the front? Oh, yes, that deep. Oh, God. Come on, stop wasting time. She'll be back through the door any minute. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, bend me over the couch. What? Oh, stretching my arms behind me. Oh, that feels so good. You like that, don't you? You like getting women all helpless, all restrained, so you can just use them. Oh, you're going fast. Oh, God. Oh, no, don't slow down. I'm getting there. Oh, God. I didn't realize how badly I needed it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Keep fucking me. Oh, God. I'm such a bad MILF. So horny that she just can't keep her hands off her daughter's flatmate. Oh, God. Hey. Oh, no. Hurry up. I think I just heard her car pull up outside. Oh, fuck me harder. Come on, make that ass ripple. Make my tits bounce. Yes, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're really going for it? Oh, God, I'm nearly there. Oh, I'm gonna come. Gonna come. Oh, fuck. Was that the door? Oh, this is so dangerous. Oh, can't stop. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Here it comes. Oh, God. Fill me up. Oh, God. I'm such a bad mommy. Oh, I want your cum. Oh. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Yes, yes, yes. Come in me. Oh, come in me. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. That was amazing. But you gotta pull out. Quick, get in the bathroom. No, the clothes. Right, they can go under the couch. Where are my jeans? Oh, hi there, darling. What am I doing? Nothing. Just standing behind the sofa. What's odd about that? Oh, him? He's just about to take a shower, I think. No need to disturb him. Nothing's wrong. No, I don't think I'm acting strange. What a funny thing to say. No need to come over. You'll want some help getting the shopping out of the car, right? So I'll be down in just a minute if you go get started. Be right there, darling. And I can actually put my pants back on.